before they put gravel on top.
Asphalt, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a black substance, but this is another word that I'm interested in. It's, they have to heat it. And it's
tar.
Yeah. And what about a road that has little rocks broken up on it?
Cobble. Oh, no, no, that's a gravel road.
Okay.
But we do have cobble roads to pass down on that East Broad Street. Anyhow, they have the cobble going down that incline.
Mm-hmm.
Cobblestones.
What do you call a road that, just a little country road that might connect two farms or something? Do you have a particular term for that kind of country road? What about a road that goes from a main road to somebody's house?
A ditch.
Okay. What about a road that goes from a barn to a pasture? Going back in the country again.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Barn to a pasture.
Uh-huh.
Never had a cobble.
Okay. What about a small road that crosses a public road?
Crossroad.
What do you call the paved strip that goes along the side of the street for people to walk?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And what do you call the little grass strip that runs between the sidewalk and the street?
Grass plot.
Okay.
Could that be a trail that goes between up to the house or something?
It might be.
Or land?
Yeah, it could well be. As, you know, these are country words, so I don't really know what I would call these things either. Oh, you said you thought of a couple of things, too, from yesterday.
Andines.
Yeah.
They're in fireplaces.
Uh-huh. And the place where hogs are kept?
Pigsty.
And then?
And the yard up at the barn is a barnyard.
Okay. Were those the only ones you
had? I think so.
Okay. If a dog is bothering a boy, and the boy gets very mad about it, he might pick up a stone or something.
Rock.
Yeah, and you'd say...
Throw it.
Okay. And if he did it in the past, you'd say he just...
Threw the rock.
Okay. Can you think of any other words that you might use to mean to throw something?
Chunk.
Okay. Now, would there be a difference between throw and chunk?
Well, I think so. I don't like the word chunk.
Well, what would the difference be? I mean, would the object be heavier or something like that?
It's just a matter of using the word, as far as I can see, because you can chunk a big rock or a small rock.
Okay. If somebody goes to see somebody else, at his house. If he knocks on the door and nobody comes, then he'll figure that the person
is not at home.